This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. European Union leaders agreed to open membership negotiations with Ukraine, summit chairman said on Thursday in a surprise announcement that came despite Hungary vowing to block the decision at a two-day summit in Brussels. They also have voted to begin membership talks with Moldova. Ukrainian President Zelensky earlier on Thursday made an impassioned plea to the EU members.
And I ask you one thing today. Do not betray the people and their faith in Europe.
President Zelensky hailed the agreement by the EU leaders as a, quote, victory for his country and Europe. Israel's president has joined the ranks of high-ranking Israeli officials to speak out against a two-state solution after the war in Gaza. In an interview with the Associated Press on Thursday, Isaac Herzog said it is not the time to be talking about establishing an independent state when the country's pain from Hamas's October 7th attack is still fresh. Herzog said, quote, my nation is bereaving. My nation is in trauma. The Biden administration has said that after the war, efforts must be restarted to restart negotiations aimed at establishing a Palestinian state alongside Israel under the leadership of the Palestinian Authority. The House has passed a defense policy bill that authorizes the biggest pay raise for troops in more than two decades. Supporters overcame objections from some conservatives concerned it didn't do enough on cultural issues, such as restricting the Pentagon's diversity initiatives and gender-affirming health care for transgender service members. One of the most divisive aspects of the bill is a short-term extension of a surveillance program aimed at preventing terrorism and catching spies. Opponents of the extension wanted changes designed to boost privacy protections for Americans. You'll find more stories we're covering 24 hours a day at our website, voanews.com.